欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 3月14号，霍金离开了我们。我刚开始看这个消息，我不太相信，我觉得这是 fake news， 这是假新闻，就是感觉刚在 Big Bang Theory 里面看到他的客串，然后就突然就没了，就太突然了。后来呢，看了各大平台的报道之后呢，我才相信原来这是真的。霍金的一生呢，我觉得他不仅仅是一个非常伟大的科学家，非常的聪明有智慧，而在于他真的是一个非常了不起的人。这种了不起体现在他非常的顽强，非常的专注，而且真的是非常正能量，非常的积极，而且真的很幽默，说他是段子手呢也一点都不为过。试想一下，任何一个正常人如果像霍金一样身患疾病，又有多少人可以像他那么乐观坚强，而且即使坐在轮椅上也可以实现自己的人生价值，真的是很少。今天呢，我摘选了一些霍金所说过的话。他第一段话呢是针对于 on disabilities， 就是身患残疾这件事情，他自己是怎么看的。在任何人看来，坐在轮椅上不能说话真的是比坐监狱还要难受，但是呢，霍金呢却把这种看似煎熬的这种经历呢转化成了一种优势。他的原话是这么说的， One has to find a positive attitude and must make the best of the situation that one finds oneself in。 这句话大概就是我们每个人都应该有非常积极的态度，来最大化的利用我们所处的环境以及形势。除此之外呢，我还摘选了霍金对于 imperfection 不完美的态度，还有他对于他的孩子的一些建议。那待会儿你就会听到非常完整的文章。如果想要听到看到更多的美文朗读，请微信搜索卡卡课堂。在完整听这些 quotes 之前呢，我们来学习几个单词。 attitude 态度， psychologically 就是心理学上的， concentrate 集中精力集中， handicap 就是残疾障碍的意思， appeal to 对什么有吸引力。接下来我们就来完整听一下这三段话。 On disabilities, if you are disabled, it is probably not your fault, but it is no good blaming the world or expecting it to take pity on you. One has to have a positive attitude and must make the best of the situation that one finds oneself in. If one is physically disabled, one cannot afford to be psychologically disabled as well.In my opinion, one should concentrate on activities in which one's physical disabilities would not present a serious handicap. I'm afraid that Olympic Games for the disabled do not appeal to me, but it is easy for me to say that because I never liked athletics in a way. On the other hand, science is a very good area for disabled people because it goes on mainly in mind. Of course, most kinds of experimental work are probably ruled out for most of such people.But theoretical work is almost ideal. My disabilities have not been a significant handicap in my field, which is theoretical physics. Indeed, they have helped me in the way by shielding me from lecturing and administrative work that I would otherwise have been involved in. I have managed, however, only because of the large amount of help I have received from my wife, children, colleagues, and students. I find that people in general are very ready to help.But you should encourage them to feel that their efforts to aid you are worthwhile by doing as well as you possibly can. On imperfection, next time someone complains that you have made a mistake, tell him that may be a good thing, because without imperfection, neither you nor I would exist. On the advice he gave his children, 1. Remember to look up the stars and not down your feet. 2. Never give up work.Work gives you meaning and purpose, and life is empty without it. 3. If you're lucky enough to find love, remember it is there, and do not throw it away.